FM 90.3 WJTL, Patrick Mayberry, lead on Good Shepherd. Caleb and John, Hallelujah Feeling, Hillsong Worship, Awake My Soul. Good morning to you at 7:04.
Hey, be sure and tune in on Winning Wednesday as we give away gift cards to the Country Store in Mount Joy. Contest details can be found at WJTL.com.
Our special guests from Promise Players this morning, Lanny Millett and Janet Frankford Book, are here. Good morning to both of you.
Morning.
Good morning, Fred.
Lanny, anybody you want to say hi to?
Oh, sure. Always. To my wife, Debbie, to my son, Jeff, and Taryn, and my grandchildren, Everly and Owen, and all the cast of The One You Need.
Awesome. Jeanette, how about you?
I'd like to say good morning to my husband and my two brothers, and any coworkers, and definitely, yes, the cast of The One You Need.
Wonderful. Lanny, tell us a little bit about Promise Players.
Sure. Promise Players has been around since 1995. We've done, I think, 53 different shows over that time frame. And the only year we didn't do a show was, everybody knows.
Yeah, everybody
I don't even have to say it.
Yeah.
One of the unique things is, or two of the unique things, one is that we do plays that aren't necessarily solidly in the faith, but always have a faith component to them on how we live our lives as dedicated followers of Christ.
Right.
And the second thing is that while we don't have nonprofit status, we're a nonprofit. We raise money for other charities. And there's been 53 different charities that have
including
received.
Including WJTL.
Yes, and over $250,000 at this point.
Which is just amazing. I love that you guys pair those things together because it makes it more of a community,
it does.
I feel like, event. Yeah.
And then just one other shout out, and that's to the Lampeter Church of the Brethren who have hosted us for all of these
all those
years.
Which is just amazing as well. Jeanette Frankford Book is with us today. She's not only a director and actor with Promise Players, but you are the writer of this show as well.
I am.
Yeah, tell us how long did it take you to write this show?
Honestly, I probably started writing this about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I'd put it down for a while, come back to it, and put it down. It didn't start out as a play.
Okay.
Actually started out just journaling.
Yeah.
After the loss of my father.
Yeah.
But slowly evolved into this, and I realized it was a story that I really wanted to share and tell.
And it was a song that we play on WJTL that helped you get the title, I understand.
It was. Years and years after I started this, I was driving one day and I heard this song from Shane and Shane. And as I was listening, the tears just started streaming down my face. And I thought, my goodness, this is just the epitome of my play. I felt like it was written for my play, and that gave me the inspiration for the name of the play.
And tell us a little bit, with you being the caregiver of your dad and the story taking this many years and The One You Need, tell us a little bit about what is the story.
The gist of the story is, my character's name is Jan. She is caring for her father, who has a terminal illness. And as he's approaching the end of his life, what he wants more than anything is to know that his daughter is strong in her faith and her relationship with God. I kind of refuse that. I don't want God. I want him. We've always been very close, and I refuse to accept the fact that he's dying.
Yeah.
While he is trying to convince me, and as he gets closer to life or the end of life, unfortunately, I almost expedite that journey a few times because I'm a little less than graceful, let's say, when it comes to my caregiving abilities.
You and I are both clumsy, you could say. You almost said Doplick, but not everyone would know what that Pennsylvania Dutch term means. It means clumsy.
Very, very Doplick.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway. So tell us when the show is going to be.
Sure. We actually open on Friday night, this
Friday.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Exciting.
We'll be doing nighttime, 7:30 start times on Friday, Saturday, and then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of the next week.
Okay.
And then we'll also do a Saturday matinee at 2:30 and a Sunday matinee at 5:00.
And tickets generally go pretty quickly.
They do. You can sign up on Eventbrite and just put in The One You Need. It'll come up for you. Or you can call the number of the church, and they will put it on the roster.
If they go to promiseplayers.org, is there a link there as well?
There is. It's a part of the Lampeter Church of the Brethren website. But yes, Promise Players will get you there.
Okay, great. Check it out. Or give a call to the church, 717-464-2050. Coming up, we're going to play the Shane and Shane song that inspired The One You Need on the way. So stick around.